Kedushin per Gimel Mishneh Yud. Ha'omer le'isha, kidashtich. Woman tells a woman that he was mekadosher, meaning that's his taina. V'yomeres lo kidashtani, and she says that he was not mekadosher. The case obviously is, like Tosenta points out, that he's saying that the Edim passed away or something like that, and there's no way to validate this, but he's saying that he was mekadosher, and she's saying it's not true. So what's the din here? Hu asu b'krovaseh v'hi muteres b'krovav. He is usur to marry her relatives, but she can marry his relatives. Because this is a din of shavi nafshe chaticha disura. When a person says something is usur to himself, so that thing is actually usur. The Ketzos says this is a machlokes, how to look at this. In the lumdus of shavi nafshe, is it like a neder? When a person says something's usur to him, so that thing, we treat it like a neder, that it's usur to mitaros neder? Or do we say it's a nemanis, that normally you need two edim, but legabi yourself, one person is able to be made kalapi himself, for his own practicality. So therefore, when he says it's usur, that means that he has to be knowing that way. Anyway, so he's not allowed to marry her relatives, but she's allowed to marry his, because we don't listen to him, as far as she's concerned. He omers kidashtani, but what if she says, you married me? V'hu omer lo kidashtich. And he says, no, I didn't. Now, the difference here, the Rav says, is that when she says it, she has much, much more to lose when he says it. Because when she says it, she's answering herself to the whole world, except him. When he says it, who cares? He can marry somebody else anyway. But she's really has what to lose. Maybe we really believe her. So what's the din? So Mishnah says, "Hu mutar b'krov v'yaseh." It's not true. We're not any more machmer. He's allowed to marry any of her relatives, v'asur b'krovav. And she is asur to his relatives because of shavi nafshe. Kidashtich. If he says, I married you, v'hi omeres lo kidashta elabiti. She says, no, you didn't marry me. You married my daughter. Hu asur b'krovav gedolah. He's asur to the older one, meaning the mother. He's asur to her relatives. Because that's who he's saying he's asur to. Hu gedola muteres b'krovav. But the woman is mutter to his relatives. Hu mutter b'krovis ktano. He's allowed to marry the relatives of the child. Hu ktano muteres b'krovav. And even the child is mutter to marry his relatives. Because in this case, he only was usur to the mother, as far as he's concerned. And she has no ability to say that he usured and was mekadosh her daughter, because that's not her. Person can't asur something on somebody else. And the chiddush here, like the Rav says, is that maybe she can asur her daughter, because just like a father is believed, as biti nasati li'isha zeh, father's believed to say who his daughter, while she was a katana, was married to you, like we said in the previous Mishnah, one may think that a woman can do the same as well. Kamash malan, she can't. Her daughter is still mutter to marry his relatives.